Humorous Hacks. It's a medical podcast. We're gonna teach you. We're gonna teach you things.
Welcome today, Dr. Marty, our brand new guest star, here today to give us a hacklet.
Hey guys, I'm here, long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, so glad.
And thanks for coming.
So glad. And Marty today is wearing foxes on his shirt and polar bears on his socks. So I'm not really sure what the theme is here, but I feel
it's wilderness. We're going into the wilderness of medicine.
I know, but like, which country is this? It has foxes and polar bears.
Scandinavia?
But this doesn't make any sense.
Sounds about right. Antarctica. All right.
Thank you for coming in today. Very excited. What are you teaching us?
So I think it's a like high yield sort of topic. It's about the H's and the T's. So I'm sure a lot of you may have heard of this already, but in a cardiac arrest, it's a stressful situation. You need a framework.
Love a good framework.
Yeah, you need to have just the basic sort of background brain function, because stress is going to overwhelm you, mm-hmm. and you need to know what you're looking for and what to sort of reverse, I guess.
Okay.
So the H's and the T's. So there's four H's, four T's. So
what are they? They are the things that cause
cardiac arrest.
Ah, all right. Got it.
So super easy.
If you're having a heart attack right now, Karen, can you give us a little... And I can come in and be like, four H's, four T's, those are the causes. All right.
Code blue.
So someone has just called a code blue. You're stressed, you're young in your job, you're the first responder, and you know that you have to do CPR if they've got two criteria. What are they? So they're unresponsive.
They're unresponsive, definitely.
And they're not breathing.
Ineffective
breathing. So they're gasping like once a minute. That's ineffective. You know that's not going to work. Mm-hmm. So you then start doing CPR, right?
Yeah.
First thing that you know is going to increase their chances of survival is what, do you think?
Chest compressions.
Yeah, so good, effective chest compressions early and early defibrillation.
Right.
Two things that are shown to work. But, you know, what happens if you can't defibrillate them because they don't have a shockable rhythm?
Ooh.
So what are you going to do then?
What do we do? Well, what are shockable rhythms again? T
and V
VF. Ventricular tachycardia, ventricular fibrillation.
That's it. But now you're a bit stuck. You've got no cardiac output, but they're not in a shockable rhythm. So
right.
You just, you know, you're pumping away on their chest and you go, well, what now? So it's the four H's and the four T's. So first one to think about is, are they hypoxic? Right. Is this something that, you know, was related to their lungs? Have they stopped breathing for some reason? Do they have pneumonia? All these issues. So do we need to whack on some oxygen? So chuck on the 100% oxygen with the bag and mask.
Great.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, first H.
Yeah, number one. Number two is hypovolemia. So have they lost lots of blood? Is it obvious? Are they a trauma patient? You know it's going to be hypovolemic shock. So replace like with like. Give them IV therapy. So resuscitate them with crystalloid, which is like normal saline or Hartmann's. Or if they've lost lots of blood, replace it with blood.
Right.
So like for like. That's two.
Cool. So first H, give them oxygen. Second H, give them some fluids or blood. Great. What's number three?
None of oxygen, give them oxygen. None of fluids, give them fluids.
I love this. It's very simple.
So other really common cause of arresting in a hospital, when you're really sick, your electrolytes, your salts go off. And so it's hyperkalemia or hypokalemia. So high potassium, low potassium, or any other electrolyte. So calcium or acidosis, so hydrogen ions. So you need to start thinking about what you can do for them. And there's lots of little sort of tricky nuances to reversing those electrolyte problems, but we won't go into that here.
Cool. So just good to have in the back of your mind, electrolytes.
Well, like high-low electrolytes.
Yeah, and hopefully your boss has turned up by that.
Yeah.
last H is hypothermia. So have they come off the street? They're really cold. It's a cold night.
Oh.
They've had some sort of issue that's resulted in their loss of consciousness, and now they're really cold or they're septic or whatever it is. They're really cold. Mm. And that's the reason they've arrested. So you need to warm them up. So that's
blanket?
Obvious, mm-hmm. Yeah. Blanket if they're sort of mildly hypothermic.
Give them a cuddle.
Oh, you know.
That's probably not legally.
probably not going to help. then obviously like sort of warm solutions. So every sort of blood product or fluid you give them needs to be warmed.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Awesome.
All right. Well, so we've done the H's. We're halfway
really
there.
Simple. It's like whatever's lacking, you just give them that.
Great. All right. So what are the four T's?
So in our last ditches attempts to keep this person alive, we need to think about the other four things. So the T's. So first one is tension pneumothorax. What's that?
Oh my gosh, it's when your lungs like...
So your lungs like collapsing and then there's pneumo, so there's air in your thorax, but like under tension. So it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and then...
What happens then if it gets really big and it doesn't, if there's no pressure to relieve it?
Maybe they'll go into cardiac arrest.
Exactly. It blocks the flow of venous return to the heart. So they end up arresting. They've got no output.
Pneumothorax is like emergency.
Totally. So what are we going to do?
A cannula wide...
Grey's Anatomy them!
A cannula in the second intercostal space midclavicular...
You hit the nail on the head.
Oh, well second done. Intercostal space midclavicular line?
Correct. So find the biggest needle you can, the widest bore, because we know that sort of flow and is related to the radius, the diameter of the needle. So right. You want to get the widest bore, get the air out as soon as possible.
Right.
So find the biggest needle, whack it into the second intercostal space, and you'll hear this hiss. And that's
sweet,
great.
Sweet
so you, Band-Aid solution, but you know, first aid. So tamponade is the second T.
Ah.
So that's a bit of a tricky one. We're not probably going to solve that one without any help.
Right.
But they need to have some fluid
you can't
drained
just
off their heart.
Whack a fluid a needle right into their heart, like in. Oh, damn it! I was going so well with the references. Pulp Fiction. That's
a Pulp Fiction.
You might.
And, like,
I'm not.
Drain off that fluid. No.
But they need to go quickly and have their pericardial effusion drained.
Got it.
So, you know, you just keep on with the CPR.
Cool.
Third T, toxins. So lots of things can cause arrest, things that people overdose on.
Okay.
Yeah, so calcium channel blockers or beta blockers. Lots of different things can cause the heart to slow down or arrest.
Right.
And tricyclics as well, the antidepressants, lots of things. Endless list, but something you need to think about.
Good. Got it. Overarching term, toxins.
Have they overdosed on something? Is there something else we're missing? Last one, big one in hospitals. Most preventable cause of death in hospitals.
Thrombosis.
Thrombosis, yes.
Clot, 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 clot. If you've gone through medical school and never heard of thrombosis, you're probably not in medical school.
So it's one of the few indications to really carry on CPR for a prolonged period. So
okay.
More than an hour. You just keep on pushing away whilst you're treating for, say, pulmonary embolism, PE. Because you know that if you keep on pushing on, you give them the fluids, and what else are you going to give them?
For PE, you want to give them something to break down that clot pubs. Yeah.
Fibrinolytics. So you need to thrombolyze them. You need to break up that clot. And of course, then clots in the coronary arteries. They've had a big MI.
Yeah.
Fibrinolytics as well, or to the cath lab. So think about your patient. What's the most likely cause? Have they come in with an pneumonia? Are they a trauma patient? Context. But in the meantime, CPR, and start thinking about those H's and T's.
Great.
A really kind of good, like, extra side note with H's and T's is all the H's are, like, relating to all the stuff that you need to give them. So if it's an H thing, like... hypoxia, you need to give them oxygen. If it's hypovolemia, you need to give them fluids or bloods. So H's, all the things like you really, they don't have, so you need to give them. But T's relate to all the things that you're removing. So tension pneumothorax, you're removing air. Tamponade, you're removing the fluid around the lung, or the heart. Toxins, you're removing the toxins. And thrombosis, you're removing the clot.
So the H's are the things you have to give them, and the T's are the things you have to take away from them.
Oh.
Medicine done. Boom.
Anything else we need to know about the H's and the T's?
I think that's it. But, you know, don't get stuck into the nitty-gritty. There's always going to be more than one person at an arrest. And, you know, don't be disheartened if the person dies, because arrest in hospitals, you know, it's a low success rate, but it's the reality.
What a dark turn right at the end of this really fun hackathon. Awesome. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you. That was like, love these hacklets.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Dr. Marty. You're always welcome back with more animal-themed clothing items.
And despite everybody dying during a cardiac arrest, we're going to tell you, don't stress.
Don't stress.
Don't stress.
Humorous hacks. It's a medical podcast. We're going to teach you. We're going to teach you things.